As you've heard during today's program, America's top general in Afghanistan says the situation there is serious and a new strategy is needed. It's assumed that a key goal of that strategy will be to reduce the capability of al-Qaeda, which leads us to the question, where is al-Qaeda today? Bruce Hoffman is professor of security studies at Georgetown University. Bruce, to what extent is al-Qaeda still operational in Afghanistan and neighboring Pakistan?
I think it is still operational, and I've been in the region in the past year and on both sides of the border in both Afghanistan and Pakistan, whether it was from U.S. military or U.S. diplomats. I heard very much the same thing, that al-Qaeda is active. However, I think al-Qaeda has sort of learned from its past, and it's assuming a much lower key role. It's not putting an Arab face on the violence. And what we see is al-Qaeda working through local groups, serving as a force multiplier and, in essence, plussing up the capabilities of the Taliban on both sides of the border and associated groups.
How do they do that? I mean, how are they kind of improving the capabilities of the Taliban?
Al-Qaeda functions not so dissimilarly to the United States in the sense that it provides training, it provides intelligence assistance, it provides logistical help, including weapons, and in addition to its, I think, plussing up or enhancing the capabilities of these groups by embedding al-Qaeda operatives with some of these guerrilla insurgent bands, it also plays a very pivotal non-kinetic role, that is, in strengthening the information operations or the communications capabilities of both Taliban's and associated groups in the region. And this is, I think, what's been most clear in the past year or so, is that groups that were technophobes or Luddites just a few years ago now have multiple internet sites, have online magazines, and have very effective communications. And this is all, I would argue, the result of the tutelage that al-Qaeda has provided.
Okay, so that's their role in Afghanistan and Pakistan. We're hearing, however, of al-Qaeda operatives turning up in places like southern Russia. Just today, Russia reported the killing of an Algerian-born al-Qaeda chief who's named simply Dr. Mohammed. That's in Dagestan. What is the attraction for al-Qaeda there?
Al-Qaeda has always been as opportunistic as it is instrumental, and wherever it sees an opening, for example, a conflict that it can insert itself into, like-minded jihadis who solicit or in turn are responsive to al-Qaeda's overtures of assistance, it takes advantage. And this, I think, is one of the real problems, is too often in the past 8 years we've been too quick to write al-Qaeda's obituary, yet we see them not only still entrenched in South Asia, but precisely as you've just described, gaining ground or attempting to establish new footholds, not only in Dagestan, but very clearly in the Yemen. We see just in recent days with the attempted assassination of a senior Saudi counterterrorism official in Algeria, and certainly we've seen over the past few months al-Qaeda taking advantage of the lawless situation in Somalia to attempt to insert itself there.
So almost 8 years after 9/11, I'm just wondering why al-Qaeda is still a force to be reckoned with.
Well, I think, firstly, we have to realize that al-Qaeda's longevity is not just over the past 8 years. Al-Qaeda was established now 21 years ago, and what we find in general is that terrorist groups that have been able to survive for two decades or more are amongst the most resilient, implacable, and very formidable. So al-Qaeda won't go away overnight. Secondly, I think al-Qaeda has been very effective, despite, I think, the many setbacks that it unquestionably has suffered over the past 8 years. It has been very effective, though, in marketing the al-Qaeda brand, which is still recognizable throughout the world, which still resonates with people who see al-Qaeda as a means to confront the United States and other infidel enemies. So it has a cachet that, unfortunately, I think, still attracts new recruits to replenish its ranks, but also continued sources of financial income that enables it to sustain its struggle.
Bruce Hoffman, professor of security studies at Georgetown University. Thank you.
You're very welcome.